Support for Alaska Public Media On Demand comes from Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, maintaining and operating the 800-mile Trans-Alaska Pipeline since 1977. Learn more at alyeskapipeline.com.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $82.54 per barrel to $78.11 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate dropped a similar amount, from $78.35 per barrel to $74.04 per barrel. Mushing is an iconic piece of Alaska's history. From its roots in Alaska Native culture to the Klondike Gold Rush to the Iditarod, it has withstood the test of time. Now, it's taken on a new form to help it survive, excursions for the ever-booming cruise tourism industry. As KTOO's Clarice Larson reports, for tourists, it's often the trip of a lifetime, and it also helps mushers earn a living in a sport where that's often difficult.
As we take off from Douglas Island, the green rainforest that engulfs downtown Juneau quickly turns to white, and the three cruise ships in the Gastineau Channel fall out of view. Soon, we're over Juneau's ice field, home to over 1,000 glaciers. Looking down, all you can see is the blue of glaciers weaving through the dark mountains and white patches of snow. But there's something else out there, too. It's the Norris Glacier Sled Dog Camp. Each year, from late April through mid-August, nearly 200 dogs from all over the U.S. live on the glacier. The camp has existed for more than 20 years, and everything there is flown up and down by helicopter, including the dogs.
For Alaska, it's kind of what the cowboy is for the American West, is mushing. The difference is we still are doing this.
That's Josie Teer. She's the camp's manager, a professional musher, and owns 27 of the dogs at the camp. For most of the year, she's based in Fairbanks, but she flies south in the summer to help earn a living and to take advantage of the cooler glacier temperatures to train her team.
These dogs are athletes, and so we want to keep them moving. And so having them moving and the shape that they're in after coming off the glacier, I think, makes a big difference in how they perform in the wintertime.
Tier used to work a full-time job before turning to mushing full-time and using tourism to finance her team. She's been at the camp for 4 years and took over as camp manager this season.
I'm a full-time musher, so it allows me to get to work with my dogs full-time rather than working a normal job, which I've done before, and then just running dogs at night all the time or around a work schedule.
Tier's husband, JJ Shelley, selects 10 dogs with names like FIFA and Seabiscuit and hooks their harnesses up to a sled. They'll pull four tourists around a 1.5-mile loop. The dogs are almost screaming in anticipation.
Ready? All right.
Riding down the trail, Shelley says tourism helps them maintain a steady income during the summer and through the winter. He says in recent years, mushing has become more and more expensive.
People do ask us the big question of, you know, if these guys are running over 100 miles a day, what are they eating? The answer is my wallet. They eat about $30,000 worth of food every year.
Shelley says that's why more and more mushers are turning to tourism to keep their dog kennels going.
The mushing community in general is very reliant on tourism for, that's how we make our money. So we do tours here in the summer from late April to late August, and then we go do tours in Fairbanks when people come and visit there. So we rely on it for dog food money and all that stuff and race entry fees and everything. I mean, this is how we make our living.
Mushing tours on the ice field are expensive. They cost between $600 to $700 per person online. But it's a way to get tourists out of the congested downtown area, says Jack White, the tour manager for North Star Helicopters, the company that flies people up the camp.
You know, we rely on the cruise ships for 90% of our business, so they're a huge part of it.
But for people like Cindy Spencer, it's worth every penny. She traveled to Alaska from Colorado to celebrate her 60th birthday.
Well, it was actually on my list to go to Alaska. That was on my live list. And so I asked my girlfriends if they would be up for it, and they're like, heck yeah. And we kind of chose things that we all wanted to do, and dog sledding was one of them.
On a typical day during the tourism season, about 150 people are flown up to tour the camp. And for Spencer and her friends, they say it's an experience they'll never forget. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.